All the farshim ask, boy el paroi doesn't, boy, when you're coming to somebody, doesn't he say boy? When you're telling somebody to go somewhere else, you say lech. The farshim already ask, why does it say boy el paroi? Bein Shalom is telling Moshe Rabbeinu to come to paroi, telling him to go to paroi. What's the inyan of boy? Mashma kilo that Rabbein Shalom is there by paroi, and therefore Rabbein Shalom is saying, come here to paroi. What does that mean? And Mechla, we have to understand the chilik and the makas between Ve'era and Boy. What's unique about the parasha of Boy? Vidatim ki ani Hashem. And the end of the parasha, the last mitzvah of the parasha is Tefillin. And Rashi says, it's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says that where does the word Teitovit come from? So Rashi says in one language, in one country, in the country Katvi, so Tat means two, and in Africa Fos means two. So you got Teitovit, it's 2 + 2 = 4. That's from the Shal Rosh. So I don't understand what's in the kudo over here. Why does the parasha end with Bechlal Tefillin? Where does Tefillin come into the story? And why is Taka the Tefillin Shal Rosh? The Indian of Tetofa is made from different languages, different non-Jewish languages. But there's a very big yisod and a very big nekuda. We'll only touch upon it today, and we'll continue tomorrow because it's a very big yisod. Everybody knows the stira between Yidi and Bechira. Ramam talks about it. Everybody's got Bechira. On the other hand, the Rabban Shalom knows exactly what he's going to be Boicha. So there's a stira Yidi and Bechira. Ramam says it's one of the things we can't understand. The Pnimis HaTorah, the Yisod and the Oimek of the Bechin of Yedi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that there is a master plan. There is a master plan that all encompasses everything in a person's life. In other words, on a very, very deep level, all the Hastoras and all the good times and the bad times and Aliyas and Yeridas, everything is part of a master plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yedi. We have Bechira. A person must be Boicha B'toyf, Chas V'Chalila, a person mustn't be Boicha B'ra. But the Rabban Shloilam has the idea of the whole 6,000 years of the Bria, where it's going, and everything Be'etzem is coming from that idea. It's a very tifa yisod. We're just touching upon it now, and that yisod teaches us a big chizuk, and that's what we want to take out of this yisod in a practical avoider. That Ratzolik discusses this. Ratzolik discusses the style Torah, but the vort is that's why a person must never be broken. If a person already has a yirido, if a person goes through a matzav of hastar in his life, the person mustn't get broken and down from it, because a person must know, realize that on a certain madrega, Rabban Shalom knew about this, and a certain madrega, Rabban Shalom Kilo was pushing in that direction. There's a certain tikkun that has to come out. Obviously, that's the steer between Yedi and Bechira. So then, why can we be Boicha Bera? So then Avada, a person is only going to be Boicha Betoyif, and an Avera is Eish. But after you read it, then a person has to realize that this is all part of it. It's going to be Nizbara one day, Ba'achas Hayam, and then this is all part of the Rabban Shalom's master plan. And that's the Hagdama to Parshas Boy, and the difference between Va'era and Boy is Yedua, that Keilu, most of the Makkas in Va'era is Pari had Ba'keilu Bechira. And the Rabban Shloinam is and there's something that we're fighting with. There's a Pari has got Bechira, and he's got Koyach, he's got Toikif, and there's a fight between the Rabban Shloinam's Koyach and Pari's Koyach. Kiyu, that's the way it seems. Pasha's boy, that's Ve'ira. Pasha's boy is going to be Nizbara, that no, Mapitom. Pasha's boy is going to be Nizbara, that the one behind Pari all the time was the Rabban Shloinam. Pasha's boy is Megal and Marid Katifa Deher. The Hakdama to Pasha's boy is the last Makkah of the earlier Pasha and Pasha's Ve'ira. Pasha's Ve'ira is the Pasha of the last Makkah is Borod. Borod was Eishamayim, and Rashi says that the Eishamayim came down together because they last is Ritzon Koinam also Shalom B'neim. What is this? A peace pact between Eish and Mayim? However, the word is a Mayim always corresponds to Chesed, good things. Eish always corresponds to Din, destructiveness, Yiridus, bad things, negativity. However, there was Nizbara and Borod is that they're both, Rabban Shalom is behind both of them. Because they last is Ritzon Koinam also Shalom B'neim. The fire is also doing Ritzon Koinam. Even though sometimes things look bad, they look burning, destructive. However, the Rabban Shalom is behind this and the Rabban Shalom is behind the other. It's all part of the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the last Makkah of Ve'era, and that's the Makkah that introduces Parshas Boy. Hermeda, therefore, that's why this week's Parsha, you have a Parsha of Achoydesh Ezelachem. Parsha of Achoydesh Ezelachem is the Parsha, the difference between the sun and the moon is that the moon first half of the month everything looks good, it's getting bigger and bigger, aliyas, kishmak. Second half of the month it's getting smaller and smaller, until there's nothing there, until it completely disappears. All different masovim. All the different masovim, the parasha of Achodesh, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, only you can be mamen and understand such a thing. The whole idea of Kiddush Achodesh, the whole idea of the moon, is only something that's only a yisod that Klal Yisrael can be masik and can understand. And that's the parasha of Boil Paro. Boil Shalom is not saying Lechel Paro, it's not that Boil Shalom versus Paro over here. It's Nizgala, the Rabban Shalom is behind Paro. In other words, everything Paro is doing, it's of the idea, says Baruch. That's why the Pesuk says in this week's Paro, Yidatim Ki Ani Hashem. Here we're being Nizbara, Mardikal Oimik in this week's Parasha. And that is, the Rabban Shalom is always behind all the Hastaras and behind, he's the boss, Kaviyachal, of all the Koychas Arada in the world as well. After the Rabban Shalom says, Boil Paro. Who do you think Paro is? Where do you think he gets his Koych from? Who do you think is stooping him in a direction? Me, says the Rabban Shalom. So therefore, Boil Paro. I'm there with Paro as well. I'm the one pushing him. What do you think? He's against me, him versus me. There's no fire versus water, there's no parry versus the Rabban Shalom. This is the Nakuda. Vidatim Kinya Hashem. And therefore that's why there's a Merdiki Yisod, that the whole Akrova of the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim, the Klal Yisrael took the Avodah Zorah, the Elilim, the animal of Mitzrayim, the Keves of Mitzrayim, which was their God, their mighty power, Kilu. And then Rabban Shalom says, bring this up to me. So what was the Yisod? The Yisod is, again, I'm going over time, because tomorrow we'll go on the time. But the Yisod is the Mardi Katifi Yisod. Where does this whole Avodah Zorah idea come from? So Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zorah that Rabban Shalom is the Rabban Shalom, and then Rabban Shalom Kavayachal lent some of his powers to the Svar Shemayim and to all the various different parts of the Bria. Hashem gave them Koyach in order that the Bria should function the way Olam Kamen Hogonoik. And people at the beginning, the origin, people believed that they have koyach, but the koyach comes from Hashem. Eventually, Avodah Zorah, well, let Avodah Zorah, people started thinking that they themselves, the Tzvah Shemayim, the Sun, or whatever, they themselves are an independent power in themselves, and they can even be Chas V'Shalom versus, they can be Keneged, there can be a koyach which is Menaged, that opposes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the whole Chet of Avodah Zorah. The whole Chet of Avodah Zorah is the thing that is two things. No, Rabban Shalom is behind everything. He gave them those koyachs, and he's the one who's constantly giving the Tzvah Shemayim and all the gods that everybody, all the Avodah Zorah believed in, their koyach was always coming from the Rabban Shalom. Lasid Lava, we say in Kabbalah Shabbat, Ishtachavu Eloi Kol Elohim. All the gods will bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rabban Shalom was manipulating, was controlling them all the time. So in this week's Parsha, where it's Nizbara that, the Rabban Shalom says, take the Avodah Zorah Mitzrayim, take the idea that is an idea that has Bechira Kehilu to oppose HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and show and be Mevara, be Mala that, be Mevara that was also part of me. That's also part of my koyach and my seen as koyach. That's all the parasha. That's all the yisod in parasha's boy. And therefore, that's why the Tzvon Shal Rosh come at the end of the parasha. And Tzvon Shal Rosh is made up of goyish names. Chazal say v'roch alam ba'oretz. And suppose that he Shem Hashem Yoram Emeka Eilu Tzvon Shal Rosh. Tzvon Shal Rosh made the goyim scared of us. Why? Because the word is that Tat and Katva, the accumulation of different languages. But when the goyim see us wearing tefillin, they see that even their koyach, the whole koyach of the goyim that they have to rise up against us, is also coming from the Rabban Shalom. And maybe they see, so who are we fighting with? One second, we're going against the koyach. That's really, we're getting a koyach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't make sense. They start fearing, they start realizing that they're only puppets of the Rabban Shalom. So Tzvon Shal Rosh, which corresponds to the goyim fearing us, they're fearing us when it's megalet, that even them, a language of a ummah is known as their uniqueness. So the uniqueness of that ummah makes them scared, because Tzvon Shal Rosh is megalet, and even that oymik, even their language, is also coming from Rabban Shalom. So then they're scared, and they realize that Rabban Shalom, even when he gives them koyach to rise up against us, it's all part of his master plan, they're only puppets. So that's the Einyan of Eisa Sheh Salalti B'Mitzrayim. Rashi says the Lashon Sechakti. Salalti means playing around. Rabban Shalom says, I'm playing around with Paro. He comes, he rises up against me. He's got Koyach and he's got his God. Oh, it's all a joke. There's nothing there, Be'etzim. Therefore, the Makkas in this week's parish is Arba. You can't see Mitzrayim. The Chisos Ein Ha'aretz. Mitzrayim on its own, there's nothing there. Choshech, there's no Mitzrayim. There's nothing there. There's nothing there, Bechlal. What's there? That's why these this week's parishes, those are the Makkas. Those are the Makkas. Who's Mitzrayim on its own? No, but nobody. I'm doing it the whole time. I'm just playing around. That's a very tiefer yisod. And I reach as a mamish just in the katzah. However, what can we take from this avodas Hashem lemaisa? Avodas Hashem lemaisa is when a yitzahara comes against us, and as mamish we feel that we're fighting with overwhelming odds. We have to realize that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave that koyach to the yitzahara so that we should fight with the yitzahara, so that we got him, ki ani Hashem, that we should come out. So that's it's a nechama for us. It's a nesinus koyach for us to fight all the overwhelming nesiyonos and challenges that a person has in life, because it's only helping him. The yitzahara is helping him. So all the challenges, Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, you're going to come out with such a big kiddush Hashem after this vidatim ki ani Hashem, that just the same way as Tara, and Mr. Sharma says Tara is the Yitzhahara, just like the Yitzhahara, it seems like he's so powerful against us, it's working on our behalf. The more you fight the Yitzhahara, the more koyach you get, the more siyat nishmaya you get. He's helping you. He's going to answer amen to your avodas Hashem. He's waiting for you to be koyvish him. He's a puppet of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So mainly we're not fighting against enemies. We're fighting against the etzem, a bearer of somebody who's on our side. Showing that somebody's on our side. So you don't have to be scared of him. And nothing can be overwhelming. That's the ha'orah that comes down in the parashas boy. This musik, that everything is on our side. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is playing with all the koychas. He says, shesalalti mimitzrayim loshes techakti. All for our sake, all on our behalf. That we should have the schia to bring out this mordig of kiddush Hashem, that we should be zeichet to Mr. Hashem b'meher b'yemein. Amen.